You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.
Welcome to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. Your host for WGOD Radio is Bible teacher and translator Pastor Paul Esposito, senior pastor of Island Community Church, located in Merritt Island, Florida. And now here for today's program is Pastor Paul.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker for this program. I am Pastor Paul Esposito, the senior pastor here of Island Community Church. God bless you, my friends. Happy Tuesday to you. God bless each and every one of you. Thank you for joining us here today. We're tuning into God's frequency today. This is WGOD. God is always broadcasting. He always has a word for you. Let's tune into his frequency here today. Now, today, we've just started a new series here on the radio. It's entitled Famous Chapters of the Bible. Yesterday, we heard Ephesians chapter 2, and you he made alive. Here today, Tuesday and Wednesday, we will be in Galatians chapter 3, where my Bible says, "Oh, foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ has been clearly portrayed among you as crucified? This only do I want to learn from you. Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith?" That's where we're at here today. Tuesday, this will wrap up Wednesday. Famous chapters of the Bible, Galatians chapter 3. We'd love to see you at church here tomorrow, Wednesday night at 6 o'clock. And I will be in 1 Peter chapter 3. We'd love to see you in person. You can join us live on Facebook if you're unable to attend. But I encourage you here in these end of days, as all the evidence seems around us, get into the Word of God here. "For now it's high time to awake out of sleep," he says. Let's be in the Word. Let's be looking for his return. Remember, he's coming a second time, apart from sin, to everyone who looks for him. Okay, bewitched is the name of this sermon. Let's pray before we get started. Lord, we draw close to you now. We pray you'd draw close to us. You would continue to inhabit the praises of your people, because we praise you by doing what you say in your word. True worship is hearing your voice and, like Abraham, doing what you say in your word. Speak to us here through your word where we know that you speak. May the power to change be especially present here today, Lord. Lead us and guide us, draw us closer to you. Lord, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Okay. Famous chapters of the Bible today is going to take us to Galatians chapter 3. That's where we're at. These verses are all on the handout. We're not going to look at every verse, but they're all printed on there. And again, I've entitled this sermon, Bewitched. Same as the old TV show, Bewitched, for those old enough to remember that. And this word is actually in the Bible. And we're going to find out that to be bewitched was a spiritual condition that the Apostle Paul told the Galatians that they had now entered into. On top of the fact that he's going to call them fools for what they've done. And the problem with the churches in this region of Galatia was that after the apostle left town, a bunch of legalists crept into the fellowship there and started to deceive the people there by telling them that belief in the Lord Jesus Christ was not enough. That in addition to their faith, they also needed to keep rules in order to be right with God. Or better yet, in order to be saved. Because we all have to keep rules, right? And the laws. I mean, we obtain freedom by keeping laws. If we keep the law, we're able, well, to borrow a figure of speech from Southwest Air. Ding! You're now what?
Free to roam around the country.
Now enter into this country illegally and you're not free, at least not anymore. If the pilot obeys the laws of aerodynamics, then he's free to fly that airplane. Imagine a disobedient pilot who wants to do his own thing, who refuses to obey the law of aerodynamics. Guess what? That airplane is not going anywhere. Everyone's got laws we have to follow, but no one understands that you can't keep laws and rules in order to be right with God. You get right with God by receiving and believing in His Son, Jesus Christ. That's it. Once you do that, it'll be your good pleasure to keep God's righteous laws. Here, watch what I mean. Let me throw a few out there and see if you guys love these things or see if you hate them. Love the Lord your God with all your heart. Love or hate? Love your neighbor. Be good to people and treat them right. Don't defraud people or steal from them. You know, before I was saved, maybe I'm confessing I was not a good guy. I might be 0 for 3 right now. You see, I do not have the ability to do this on my own. I can't do this and then get right with God. I got to get right with God first. Then I can do this. Honor your mother and father. Boy, I certainly wasn't very good with that one. Love and honor and respect your spouse. You see, getting right with God comes first, then you're able to do these other things. Then you'll desire to do. Get right with God first. That's what they say, the old vertical relationship. Get right with God first. And then the horizontal will take care of itself. So that's the backdrop to this chapter here, Galatians chapter 3. What the members of this church were doing was totally unacceptable. There's no greeting from Paul to this church when he starts his letter to them. Only some praise for his Savior, and then he gives them both barrels. If you want to flip over a page, you don't have to. If you don't, I'm just going to read it. Chapter 1, verse 6. Paul says, I marvel that you're turning away so soon from him who called you in the grace of Christ to a different gospel, which is not another. But there are some that trouble you and they want to pervert the gospel of Christ. Now there's your true perverts right there. It's the spiritual type who pervert the pure, unadulterated gospel for their own version, mixed with a little bit of control for the people. Jesus plus, let me control you by keeping my rules. Faith in Jesus plus keeping some rules from the Old Testament. Now there's the pervert, is one who teaches that Jesus Christ is not enough. Has to be Jesus plus, do the things that I tell you to do. That is, put enough money in that offering plate. You know, we're going to start coming up. I know a church in West Palm Beach that the members of the church have to sign over their paychecks to the church. And then the church takes out the 10% and then gives USAPs everything that's left. Rest assured, we're not going to try that here. We had 8 people here once, and we don't want to have it again. Or 2 people. The pastor and his wife. I don't know. I might be single after that one. Or at least delivered over to Satan, right? Also in chapter 1, he warns the people that if anyone tries to add to what the gospel is, that person was going to be cursed from God. Now remember my sermon from last week. For by grace you have been saved through faith. and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, so that no one can boast about it. Okay, on to chapter 3. Paul shared the gospel with them. They've received the Lord Jesus. Paul's left town, and he's moved on to his next stop on his missionary journey. Now, the Jews came in after him and deceived the Galatians into thinking that they still needed to keep the Old Testament laws in order to be right with God. Chapter 3, verse 1. He says, "Oh, foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you so that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ was clearly portrayed among you as crucified?" So notice the demonic tone to this. Who has bewitched you? This Greek word baskeino, it means to cast a spell on someone. I keep hearing Creedence in the back of my head. Because you're mine. To cast a spell on someone. Only time this word's used in the New Testament. You see, someone's been chanting here over a bubbling cauldron to deceive you, to add to what the Son of God did on the cross. It's not just Jesus. It's Jesus plus dot, 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 whatever rules the legalists are going to give you. And now, you see, all of a sudden here, if you don't believe anymore that faith in Jesus Christ alone is sufficient for your salvation, he's saying you've had help here, and that help is demonic. And it's designed to take you out. And he calls these people fools. Back from the top, "Oh, you foolish Galatians. Who has bewitched you?" Or "who has cast a spell on you?" It means also like to cast an evil eye on someone. "Who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ was clearly portrayed among you as crucified?" All right, so the demonic deception is designed to make you not obey the truth any longer. And the truth looks something like this. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus is the door. Jesus is the resurrection and the life. Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus is the image of the invisible God. Jesus is the light of the world. Jesus is the bread of life. And number 9, Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. That's what the truth looks like. It's not Jesus and me paid it all. Jesus alone paid it all. There's nothing we can add to what the Son of God did on the cross to buy us out of the slave market and redeem us. Nothing we can add to that. By grace you have been saved. Through faith. Again, and that not of yourselves. Anything and anyone who tries to influence you otherwise is trying to bewitch you. The intention of the spell is so that you would not obey the truth any longer and to take you out. Kind of like this from Genesis chapter 3. Verse 1, it says, "Now the serpent was more cunning than any of the beasts of the field that the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, 'Psst, did God really say you will not eat of every tree of the garden?' And the woman said to the serpent, 'Well, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat it, neither shall you touch it, lest you die.' Then the serpent said to the woman, 'Nah, don't believe any of that muck. You will not surely die. God knows in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be open, and you'll be like God, knowing good and evil.'" See, if the devil can get you to believe a lie, then he can control your life. If the devil can get you to believe a lie,
then he can control your life. So don't let anyone cast a spell on you and deceive you into believing otherwise. Just want you guys to see, this is a spiritual problem. Someone coming in, someone creeping in the side door to try to tell you that what the Lord Jesus did on the cross is not enough. You need to add something else. Now, to this group, it was keeping the dietary laws. You can't eat pork. And also being circumcised. That you had to still keep these laws in order to be right with God. And now, verse 2, he asks, well, this only do I want to learn from you. Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Notice there's no option 3. It's either one of 2 ways. Did you receive the Spirit by keeping rules and or keeping the law? Or did you receive the Holy Spirit by hearing the gospel and then believing what you heard? Listen to this verse, Acts 10:43, the Apostle Peter preaching. He says, speaking of Christ, he says, to him all the prophets bear witness that through his name, whoever believes in him will receive remission of sins. Now, while Peter was still speaking these words, the Holy Spirit fell on all those who heard the word. This is vitally important to see and understand. All that's required of you is to believe the gospel. Remember, again, my sermon from last week, by grace you have been saved. Not you will be saved, you have been saved. Everyone in this house, that's not a future promise. You've already been saved. Remember I told you it's in the perfect tense. It's something that's happened to you in the past that you still feel the effects of here today and in the future. You have been saved. And Paul's trying to show the Galatians that their salvation was accomplished by the work of God and not by trying to keep somebody else's law. That was not their law. For that matter, it's not your law. You're not Jewish. That's not your law. Your law is the New Testament law of Christ. All who call on the name of the Lord will be saved. That's your law. It's the law of sowing and reaping. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Receive him today, and you will reap everlasting eternal life. Now, you want a law to believe and hold on to and cling on and still follow today? There it is right there. The law of sowing and reaping. Receive Jesus, reap everlasting life. It's not don't walk more than a mile and a half on a Saturday. When Bill Steinbrück was in Israel, he was staying at a house of a Jewish woman, and the woman had to wait for Bill to get home on Saturday night because she wouldn't stand up to turn the light off in her house. And had to wait for Bill to get there. He rented a room in his house. He had to wait for Bill to get there to turn the light off. That's not your law. It might be someone else's bondage, but that's not yours. Remember, it is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Anything else is bondage. And besides that, you can't keep the law. James put it this way, James 2:10. Whoever shall keep the whole law and stumble at one point is, all right, kids, hold your ears, guilty of the whole thing. Let me read that again in case you didn't hear that. Whoever shall keep the whole law and yet stumble in one point, he is guilty of all. So let's get that notion out of our heads. You already failed this test in kindergarten. And you fail it today. You can't keep rules in order to be right with God. Really? Don't even deceive yourself into thinking that. You're right with God by calling on the name of the Lord. I'm going to keep saying it until I'm blue in the face. This is not going to happen in this church. or anywhere else I might have an influence in, if I can help it, at least you're going to hear the truth out of me. That's not up to me as to whether or not you want to place yourself under bondage or not. That's on you, not on me. I'm going to tell you the truth. And that is, the only law that you're under is the law of sowing and reaping. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, reap everlasting life. I don't even have that written down here this morning. That's the law of sowing and reaping. Now, back from the top. Oh, you foolish Galatians. Who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth? Before whose eyes Jesus Christ was clearly portrayed among you as crucified. This only I want to learn from you. Colon. Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Then he says, are you so foolish? Or you really could say, are you really that stupid? Is your brain that deficient? Are they referring to you, he's saying, when people say you're brain dead? Is it you? Now, perhaps you say, well, I've never been so insulted in all my life. And your point is, I would just take rather being insulted if it's going to open my eyes to see that if I try to keep rules to be right with God, the Bible says I am under a curse. You are now obligated to keep the whole law. If you're going to try to add rules to what Jesus did on the cross, now you have to keep all the rules. Not an enviable place to be. So again, verse 3, are you so foolish? Haven't begun in the Spirit, that is, how did you guys even get to this place to begin with? Who's the one that saved you? How did you get to where you're at? So, having begun in the Spirit, are you now being made perfect by the flesh? All right, back for a minute here to verse 2. What worked for them? What worked for them works in your life as well. You received the Holy Spirit by believing in these same words. John 14:6, he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. Also, John 10:9, the Lord says, I am the door. If anyone enters in by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. And this, Acts 10:43, to him all the prophets witness that through his name, whoever believes in him will receive remission of sin. What saved them then saves you and I today. And this, Romans 10:9, if you confess with your mouth, the Lord Jesus, or we could say, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord. Remember that word confess, homo legeo, it means to speak the same thing. That is, you're going to agree with God with what he says that his son is. That's what it means to confess. You're agreeing with God about something. If you agree with God that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God has raised them from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Now you can sit right there in your seat this morning, or driving in your car as this message plays in your cars. You can sit right where you are, and that by believing in what you just heard, and receiving the Lord Jesus Christ as Lord of all and your Lord, you can sit right where you are and be saved. And you can receive eternal life and the forgiveness of sin with no money in your pocket and with no outside help, without anyone praying you out of where you are. You can do it right where you are, right here today. Whether or not you're on Nova Road driving to work, or whether or not you're dropping your kid off at school here on this Wednesday morning, when you hear this, you can receive Jesus Christ and not burn a calorie. It's not based on how much money. It's based on faith in Jesus Christ. No one's going to pray you out of where you're going. You got to decide today where you're going. No one can pray you out later. Make that decision today. Titus 3:5, this is not by works of righteousness that we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us So I encourage you, do the same if you have not already done so. So now we can better understand why the apostle is so upset at these people here. The only letter here, he didn't even say hi to these guys. Imagine you doing everything I just said to you, and then you receive the Holy Spirit and you're born again. And then at that time, you proceeded to add your own rules to what the Lord Jesus has already done. And then you're going to go and teach them to others. Now, to these legalists, as I said a minute ago, it was Jesus plus keeping the Old Testament dietary laws and rules. It was Jesus plus circumcision, another Old Testament law. While the true equation is, if you want to look at mathematics this morning, it would be Jesus plus nothing equals salvation. That's our math equation here today. Jesus alone and what he did alone and your faith alone equals salvation. He and he alone receive all the glory. Imagine adding to what he did. All right, back to Galatians 3, verse 3. He says, are you so foolish? Haven't begun in the spirit? Are you now being perfected by the flesh? Have you suffered so many things in vain? If indeed it... See, of course, because once you become a Christian, you become an outcast, and that's what happened there. Well, that's what he meant by that. All this suffering you're enduring now, because now you're known by the noble name of Christian, and now everyone hates you. So he's saying, has all this suffering been for nothing? That you're going to throw it all out the window now? And now you're going to keep rules in order to be right with God? Have you suffered so many things in vain, if indeed it was in vain? Verse 5, therefore, he who supplies the Spirit to you and works miracles among you, does he do it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? That's the second time he said that now. How did you receive the Holy Spirit? By doing stuff or by hearing and receiving a person? Verse 6, just as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. All right, so here in verse 6, Paul's teaching the Old Testament saints were saved the same way as we are in the New Testament. Abraham was saved the same way. Granted, he didn't have the Lord Jesus Christ as the object of his faith, but people in the Old Testament were justified by God the same way as we are, by faith.
You have been listening to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. You are cordially invited to attend one of our services at Island. We meet Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. for Bible study, and Sunday morning service starts at 10:30. Island Community Church is located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. The church's email is islandcc1000@gmail.com. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.